Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Possum University Podcast, a podcast for dog people. If it's your first time listening, I'm John, a former animal cruelty officer and a former animal shelter supervisor.
And I'm Jamie, I'm a certified dog trainer and a canine behavioral consultant.
On this episode, we're back. Where have we been? There's a lot to discuss and catch up on, so stay tuned for all of that. This isn't our podcast studio.
No, it's not.
This is a
this is my childhood kitchen
from the 80s.
So it's been a really long time since we have made an episode. We did promise that we were going to have
pre-recorded episodes
that we released never happened. Every
week. Like, there we go.
So we apologize. Yeah, we apologize that we've been gone for so long and that we didn't have anything for you guys to listen to while we were in the mess of things. But we want to update you. We are, like John said, in my childhood kitchen. I literally feel like I'm sitting in the 80s right now. We are living with my parents. Three dogs. They have a dog, so four dogs all together. Our son, us, my parents. It's been
crazy.
It's been crazy.
But we're more than halfway through our stay.
And yes.
It's been fun. It's been crazy. It's been different.
It's been stressful. But
it's been stressful.
I always think that there is a reason why everything happens. And I think that it's going to make us not only a stronger couple, but stronger as a family. And then moving into our new endeavors that are coming up that we will touch on will only make us better in this. But we do want to apologize for being gone for so long.
Yes. And thank you for coming back and listening.
Yes.
So I think we still owe more of an explanation as to what's been going on. I think it's been...
It's been like 6 weeks.
I think it's been more than that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't even have the date.
Woof.
It's been a while. So what has been missed? Well, obviously you talked about we moved out.
Yes, we moved out of our Keyport house. We sold. Everything is in storage right now. We really, when we were selling,
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah. Virus and threat protection summary. All right, let me turn that off. That's not supposed to be on.
Figure that out later on. We really didn't think when we were selling our Keyport house that it was going to be as difficult as it was.
I'm sorry, I got to interject here.
What?
2 months.
2 months?
Yeah, literally 2 months to the day.
Wow.
May 14th, and this will be out on July 14th. So.
When did we move?
Shameful. May 26th.
Okay. Yeah. So we didn't think it was going to be so hard to find a new house. Like, I knew that we would have to move in with my parents for a little bit, but I did not know we'd be here for as long as we have been already.
Yeah. Yeah, we were planning on being moved in by mid-July.
Yes, that did not happen.
Moved into a house that, like, we didn't even get.
Nope.
No. And then now the house that we're in the process of getting, we hadn't even seen until 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So the first time we saw it.
Spoiler alert. We are under contract. We are hopefully buying a house and closing mid-August. It's amazing. We're really excited.
Yeah. We got our guard up because we've been burned so many times.
But this is the first time we've been under contract for this long. Home inspection has happened. We are hearing back about the appraisal today,
It
was done 2 weeks ago, but we haven't gotten the report, so we're a little nervous about that. And here I go checking my email to make sure.
Go ahead. We'll do this live right now. Is anything on there? So about the property, it's a 9-acre farm in beautiful New Jersey,
and we're really excited.
Really excited. We have a lot of plans. There's a barn on the property that we will be converting into a kennel. That will become our canine rehabilitation center. We plan to have our own sanctuary on the farm for farm animals, chickens, goats.
Whatever
comes
up.
Possibly a horse in the future.
Or two, because I think they need to be together.
We don't know anything about horses, but the woman that we're buying the house from and her husband, she is a horse trainer. She's basically the horse version of you.
Yes. Shout out to Liz. She's been a dream. I couldn't imagine buying a house from a better couple. I love them.
It's been such an easy process so far. But she said she would help us navigate anything as far as, you know, getting into the horse lifestyle.
And what's funny is that, again, like John said, it's 9 acres. She's like, oh yeah, I need more property. I'm like, what? Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm looking out like, how am I going to mow all this?
She's like, I need 17 acres to do what I want. And I was like, that's a lot of acreage. Like, damn. Okay. But you know, so we went and really, she didn't even, I love the story of how this kind of all happened. So like, obviously John and I were looking for a really long time. The market's been insane. We're in New Jersey again, like we've said, but I don't know how it's been other places, but it's been literally crazy over here. You like 15 offers on one house. Like you need to you need to know somebody or just have a ton of money. And we don't have a ton of money.
Well, the one that we really thought we were going to get, that log cabin house, which I mean, it's a good thing we didn't get it because we'd never be able to do what we wanted to do.
No, not what we wanted to do.
That went almost $100,000 over asking price.
Mm-hmm. And we offered more.
Right. And how are these houses even
going to appraise? We were like, there's no way. We're offering more. We'll totally get it. No, we did not get it at all. Which I'm glad that we didn't. But now the house that we have currently that we're under contract with, I actually three or four months ago, I put on Facebook. I went into specific groups on Facebook, town groups that I could see us in that, you know, they would allow dog kennels in their town and stuff, that ordinances were okay. And I said, if anybody's looking to sell their farm, please let me know. So I did that in the Howell group and I did that in Millstone group. And two people answered. Liz, the one who we are buying from, I was like, oh my God, that's like a really high price. I don't think we could afford that. But then we were going to go see it. And then her husband had like a heart issue.
I don't remember. Was it a heart issue?
Yes.
Because he's young.
He's young. I should ask her about that because we never talked about that. But then she wound up needing to reschedule and then she never reached out again. Then there was the house in Howell that we looked at that was 5 acres.
You thought that was the one.
I thought it was it. I swear I would have put money on it. Like I literally thought this was the one. They had a barn and they had like a separate garage. And I was like, it's perfect. We have everything we need. 5 acres, yada, yada, yada. That mom was pregnant and they needed like, if they were going to sell to us, we were going to do it. What's it called?
What?
I can't think of the word.
Private?
Private sale. Yeah. Yes. Thank you. They needed to find a house that they wanted to buy, but they couldn't because of the market, they couldn't find anything. So they were kind of in limbo and then we're like, well, crap, what do we do? So while we're waiting, literally the day after we found out that the Howell house probably wasn't going to happen because the house that they really wanted fell through and they sold to somebody else, we were like, okay, well, crap. Liz reached out to me that next day morning. And I was like, let's just go see it. And we went and we absolutely loved it.
And I was like, I'm not going to like this.
No, yeah, you were like totally not into it. And then we got there and he was like, whoa.
It was the one.
She was like, I really like this. Just tell. And we told Liz everything that we want to do, all the dog therapy, the rehabilitation, everything. And she was like, I like you guys. Like I would feel really good selling my home to you guys and what you guys want to do with this property. And it's been pretty easy thus far going forward.
Yeah, everything checks out. It's not that old of a home, so there's no issues on the inspection.
19 years old.
So, so we got a little more ways to go. We have almost, I think it's 5 weeks now left to closing. So we still need to secure the mortgage. And I think the septic inspection is tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
But like I said, it's a 19-year-old house. The septic should be fine.
And they have only been in that house for 2 years, and they did a septic inspection when they moved in. So it's not like it's been too long since it's been inspected in general. So, and they've been keeping up to date on getting it pumped and stuff like that. So I'm not worried. But we want chickens. We want goats. We want to do a lot of things. So we're really
grow Christmas trees to start a tradition. Pumpkins.
We want to have like our own homestead. We want to kind of like live off the land and stuff. And I would love to convert the garage into, my training section for, group classes
for a little bit,
for a little bit. And then when we have enough money, we will
get a pole barn or something.
Yes. I think that'd be separate. Great. Yeah. Obviously I would love to not train in our garage that's connected to our house, but that's kind of where we're at right now because the entire barn is going to be dedicated to being a kennel.
All right, it's going to be a beautiful kennel too. We have a lot of plans.
Say your plans a little bit.
No, let's save some for later.
Okay, I'm just really excited
when we come back from our next 2 month break.
Yeah, so that things was a have joke. Been didn't register. It's been a little crazy, but
you have a little something on your neck here.
I totally forgot. I had surgery. That was another reason why
we've been. Spine surgery.
MIA.
Highly invasive neck surgery.
No big deal.
Because red lights mean nothing to some people.
Yeah. So some of you know, if you've been listening for a really long time, but about almost 3 years ago, 3 years ago, in September. I got hit by some woman who ran a red light going like 60 to 70 miles per hour. She hit the front of my car. Thankfully, I was, for the most part, okay, but my spine took a beating.
Specifically, your neck was the biggest.
Well, everything kind of sucks.
Which I believe is from possibly the seatbelt actuator, like the whatever happens to the seatbelts tightening
up. It flung me backwards.
Yeah.
Which I guess I'm grateful that my airbags didn't. Explode.
If they're imploding, they must be wired backwards. I would get out of that car.
They didn't explode, so thankfully I didn't get smacked in the face, which probably would have made my neck way worse. But the seatbelt definitely.
Well, the way I'm picturing it, I wasn't in the car with you. It wasn't there. But the way you describe it and when I'm trying to picture it, I now have my head turned all the way to the left.
Exactly.
You're looking out your window as you're watching this car that is clearly not stopping. You slam on your brakes. I don't want to get into too much detail because this is an ongoing thing, but your neck is turned all the way and then the seatbelt pulls you back, snaps your head forward, and you went and basically destroyed one of your discs in your neck.
Yes, my C3, C4, which the great Dr. Adam Lipson replaced.
Yeah, so you had that replaced
2.5 weeks ago?
3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on Monday. So they went in from your neck.
They went through my throat, everybody. They not the back of my neck. They went through front of my neck.
Insane. So now you have this.
I have a scar.
This pretty badass scar.
You don't really see it, though, because like once it really heals, what do they call it? It's like in my neck flap. It's like in my neck wrinkle.
Lammer's line or something. It's some type of technique they use to like hide scars.
So people won't even be able to see it, but it's still healing. So it's obvious right now. But
so far, so good.
Yes.
Knock on
I was completely
wood.
Out. I was literally home same day. Insane.
Same day.
Yeah. I don't really remember that night, though. I remember your parents stopping by very briefly to drop off.
You had a lot of pain after, too.
I did. I was in some decent pain.
But you're still, even now, 3 weeks out, you're very tight sometimes, especially in the morning.
I'm stiff.
And at the end of the day.
I did not sleep well last night. My neck really hurt while I was sleeping for some strange reason.
They said it. Your healing is not going to be linear.
He said it's going to last me 3 months, like where I'm not 100%. Like right. I can go back to the gym, which I'm excited about, and I can be active. And I do already see benefits from the surgery. Like I don't have the tingling down my arms anymore. It doesn't feel like I have sunburn on my forearms.
That was a weird one. The things crawling on your head, that kind of stopped. So you had so many issues that really, really impacted your quality of life.
Yeah, I can hold JJ for a lot longer now.
Right. Do you think you're getting stronger now?
Yes, I do. Because
that was like just taking your strength away too. Every month
felt
that passed,
like
you
I
got
couldn't
weaker,
even
weaker.
Open up a pickle jar. Yeah. So I haven't tried. I should try and open up a pickle jar.
We need pickles. But you've been suffering and not really saying boo about it for almost 3 years now.
I know.
So hopefully this is the relief and we'll know more as the weeks pass. Mm-hmm. But I'm hoping that this is like what you need.
Yes. So
it's a nice setup, isn't it?
It is. Being able to be face to face. Now we actually can look at each other because we're sitting at this table.
In the next house, we're going to have a really nice studio. There's probably a ton of audio bleed, even with this microphone setup, but I'm sure it's not too bad.
It's all right. I'm sure
it's better than not releasing anything for 2 months.
I'm sure it sounded worse our first episode.
Yeah. So surgery's done. Thank God. We can just move forward with our lives and hopefully, you know, you're such an active person. Like,
yeah.
You want to get back in the gym. You want to be able to run again. You want to do all these things. And I'm just hoping that this is what it takes.
Yeah. So I'm happy that I did it. Still recovering, but I'm definitely happy that it's over with now.
What else has been going on? We had a staycation.
Yes, but it was a very stressful.
Uneventful staycation.
Yeah, we were supposed to like do all these things and take the baby to like see all these great fun things. And just didn't. It was just a rough week.
It didn't pan out.
It was like some family drama.
A family emergency.
Yeah. It's just been, and the weather wasn't really great. It was like thunderstorming. It was like super hot. Mm. We're just trying to get back into the swing of working. We have a lot of things that we want to do. I've been having a little bit of anxiety lately, which is not normal for me. So I'm just trying to navigate that and get a hold of that before it gets worse.
Sometimes you just gotta, it's okay to feel how you need to feel. These microphones are still hot from the last conversation.
Which wasn't that long ago, so don't blame it. They didn't really have time to cool down.
It's just a joke. It was just a way to get into that conversation. we just finished, if anyone who's listening now has found us through the Pregnancy Podcast with Vanessa Martin, that's like the number one pregnancy new mom podcast anywhere. We actually just did a second episode with her. I called it Unfinished Business, where we address a ton of stuff. So that's going to be on her feed. Look for the Pregnancy Podcast in anywhere, any platforms that you listen, wherever you listen to this podcast.
No, she's the go-to.
Search Pregnancy Podcast. It's like a purple, white, and yellow logo with like a mom with a baby in her stomach.
She's got, technically she has two though, because there's one.
140 weeks, but that's just, it's just the 40 weeks. 40 and that's it. And then she hasn't added to it. So now it just sits.
I highly suggest if you are an expecting mom to listen to both.
Yeah, listen to 40 weeks and listen to the Pregnancy Podcast she puts out every.
Every weekend?
Is it every Sunday?
I don't know.
It's, she does frequent episodes. This one's, it might not come out until, she gave us like two dates.
It's either going to come out this coming weekend.
It'll either come out on, I believe, the 18th or 4 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks from then. She's going to let us know and keep us in a loop. So we will let you guys know. But go show her some support. Give her a 5-star review because someone gave her a, she didn't say how many stars, but a critical review for the last time we were on there because we had talked about using a
fake baby,
a fake baby,
and fake baby noises off YouTube
to expose your dog to,
and they said it was questionable and ridiculous.
Yeah, so obviously the fact that they have enough time to pause, leave a, be so triggered to leave a bad review because it was questionable, that's their prerogative. But she actually gave us the opportunity to address that, and we did address that.
I think we addressed it pretty well.
I don't know how they can possibly rebuke that. We talked about the mechanics and the psychology behind it and why it works, especially for a dog that's already over threshold. So give it a listen and give Vanessa some support because she's been nothing but amazing and you know, supportive of us, and we really appreciate her.
Yeah, and go listen to that first episode that we were on there too.
Yeah, that was back in November.
Yeah, JJ was only like 7 months old. Now he's 16 months.
Crazy.
I know. He's a big kid now.
No, we didn't miss his birthday.
Our son's birthday?
That was May. I'm talking about on the podcast, but that was May or March. What else? We recorded an episode yesterday for release for next week. We already have next week's episode recorded, and it's a one that we promised a while ago.
A long time ago. I had promised it.
It's with, she's not psychic. She's just a spiritual medium. Nicole Glosser, she's a spiritual medium. She's amazing. We just found her through mutual friends, or maybe it was a mutual client. I don't know if that they're just her client or if they're friends with her.
It's your friend from Virginia.
I understand that. I'm saying I don't know.
Oh, no, if they're my family friend. Friends.
Okay.
Family friends.
All right. So we met her through one of my good friends' family friends.
Yes.
But she is the real deal. And if you're skeptic, you're not going
to blow you out of the water.
But you're not going to hear anything, I don't think, on that episode that's going to blow your mind. You're going to be like, psh, okay. If you set up an appointment with her, I think you're going to have a hard time being skeptic after that because I was skeptic.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's going on here?
Like, she knew things about you that you haven't even told me.
I guess I could just talk about it. I invented a leash that's also a seatbelt that will have the safety rating. It's already made.
Yeah.
And I'm just getting the pre-sale ready. We have to source some parts, but I've already sewn it and then we've tested it, and it's the only dog seatbelt on the market that could withstand. It's an 8.89 kilonewton of force, which would be a 120 pound dog in a 65 mile an hour car accident. Mm-hmm. All the other seatbelts that you see like on Amazon, they all have the snap hooks, like the traditional leash snap hook. There's not a single snap hook that can handle over 338 pounds of force, which is the equivalent of a 35-pound dog in a 35-mile-an-hour car accident.
Yeah.
If it was an Oakley, it would snap in a 20-mile-an-hour car accident.
Yeah.
So, and you got to think, all right, well, what's that? That's borderline a fender bender. That's like nothing. She knew that I had created this thing, and it was your reading.
Yes.
And she said, what's with the... This
John
leash.
Was literally on the couch. Like
she couldn't see me.
She couldn't see John. She didn't even know he was there. He didn't speak.
She said, no, it's something seeing about leashes. I'm seeing like a leash. Like,
a whole line of stuff.
Yeah. And then after that, I told you, I was like,
Because I kept saying, I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I got to show you what I made.
Yeah.
So keep an eye out for that and go to our Instagram at Boston University. And I don't remember the Instagram for the actual. It's a separate business, separate name. It's called Canis Manufacturing, which is Latin for dog, canine. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's going to be available soon for pre-order.
Yes.
We just have to kind of assess it because one of the components I have to get from Italy, it's made by a, they're called Kong, but not the Kong you're thinking of. Mm-hmm. They do like safety certified rock climbing things, right? Mm-hmm. So that's
like carabiners and stuff.
Right. So it's not a carabiner. It's
a frog clip.
It's called a frog clip.
It's pretty cool, actually.
It's very cool. It's very tactical looking, but it's got two important features in it. One, it can handle up to 25 kilonewtons of force, which is beyond what you'll ever need in a car accident with a dog. When you start getting to like restraining a 250-pound human, that's a different story.
Yeah.
But with a dog up to 120 pounds, this performs. The weakest part of this leash is the nylon webbing, which I can easily double up.
And reinforce it.
And then, you know, but it's not necessary because this is, it's already strong enough. It's Kevlar. The stitching is Kevlar, which is what they make bulletproof vests out of. Mm-hmm. It's a leash and then halfway up. This is all patent pending, so don't get any ideas.
Trying
all right?
to steal his shit.
It's all patent pending. Nice try. We're working on that patent. But it then halfway up, it's just, it's hidden inside the leash. It's a little Velcro flap. You pop the Velcro flap up and boom, it's a seatbelt. And it's the proper length. Clip right into your car's seatbelt system. And then the 25 kilonewton clip on your dog's harness. And the best part about it is that that clip can be undone even if there's tension applied. So why that's important, if you guys already know that I was a humane law enforcement officer, so I had law enforcement experience. I was also an EMT, emergency medical technician, and a dispatcher. So I have a lot of experience with car accidents. Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing is sometimes the seatbelts don't want to come undone.
Yeah.
And sometimes if a dog is frantic, they're pulling on the seatbelt, they're trying to get away.
Yeah, if you picture a normal clip that would be on a leash,
you can't unclip it unless you have half an inch to unhook. Yeah. So this is designed that no matter how much force is being applied, if you hit the two levers at the same time, and you need to do it with your fingers, it will just unfrog. Like it opens like Jaws and it'll unclip. So it is by far, and I've scoured the internet for anything, any similar products because I wanted a better product. And
yeah, we're not cheaping out here. We want this to be super safe and super necessary and keeping our clients safe.
So we talked about the brute force dog seatbelt.
Yeah.
I don't think he's making them anymore.
We've
heard back from a couple of listeners who said that they haven't heard back from him. The messages have gone unread. And then also I'm starting to see that the ones that we have are failing. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how safe they'd be rated up to anymore. And they're not a leash. This one, what we created is a leash.
It's dual purpose.
That you're never going to leave home without a seatbelt.
And when you think about it, what's really crazy is like how John said, the seatbelt portion is halfway up the leash and it kind of hides in the...
Most people
flat.
Don't notice it.
No, you don't. People look at it and they're like, what? I'm like, look at the leash. Like,
do
you notice
leash.
Anything?
It's a really
and they're
nice,
like,
nice quality
what
leash.
Do you mean? So I unvelcro it and they're like, holy crap. That's so cool. But what happens is when you get the dog into the car, let's say Oakley, for instance, we get him in the car. I just undo that part, connect him to the seatbelt system. And when I undo it, I'm still holding the leash. I don't need to attach anything else to him. And I'm not like what we used to do.
You
sometimes.
You always have control.
Yeah. You never lose control of your dog. You always have them on you. And what we used to do is like, if I had to seatbelt them in the car using the brute force ones, I would sometimes leave the leash on, especially if I was going somewhere immediately, but then you run the risk of that random leash just like tying around something and getting in between their legs and stuff, which I hated. So I'd always take it off. And then it was like getting that on them and then undoing the seatbelt again. And it was just like a hot mess. Yeah. This way it's one thing and it's done within seconds.
Right. But I don't want to talk badly about the brute force seatbelts because he did a really good job and they're really nice, but it just doesn't seem like he's getting back to people anymore. And his social media hasn't updated. I know I'm friends with him on Instagram, like for his personal page, and he's still active on there. He's good.
No,
nothing
he's
happened
a great
to
guy.
Him.
Yeah.
But I think he's really fallen in love with like construction because he seems to be doing a lot of construction posts all the time and on his stories. So I just don't think that he's still doing that little venture
and
on
that's
the side.
Okay.
But you know, we have people reaching out like, hey, I haven't heard back from him. I reached out to him, let him know. Oh, he said, okay, no problem, thanks. And then they still haven't heard back. So I just think that he doesn't have the time for it anymore.
Yeah, I get it.
So
we know what it's like to not have time.
So we're not suggesting anybody reach out because you might never hear back. And we don't want that to happen to you guys. But if you are interested, keep an eye out. We'll keep you guys updated. For a pre-order. And when there is a pre-order, I'll add it to the
Linktree.
No, what's it called? Yeah, Linktree, but show notes. That's it. Look, 2 months and I don't remember the words anymore.
That's all right.
But yeah, I feel really good about this product. And I think that it'll definitely save some lives and hopefully make, if anything, other people have to up the ante and actually create restraint devices that actually will do the job they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And not just break and then send a dog flying.
Yeah, people think you get a seatbelt off of Amazon, you're covered. No. You're not.
No.
You're not. That thing's going to snap in a second.
There's a reason why it's $10.
I bought one thinking, it's a seatbelt.
Yeah, I remember that one.
It should be. Like, you think you put your safety in other people's hands, and that's exactly what I did. I bought one for Pudge, and I was like, oh, yeah, it's a seatbelt. It must do what it's supposed to do, because why else would anybody else sell a seatbelt if it wasn't going to actually do what it needed to do? And when we looked at it again, I was like, holy crap,
when you clipped it in, if you pulled on it hard enough, that little, it had an adjustment strap on it. That's your first sign. That's a huge fail point, but it would slide along and extend.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't
be out the window in a second.
It wouldn't keep its length if you apply any kind of force on it. So don't get the crappy $10 Amazon ones or
anything
like
that.
Don't
do what I did.
Look for one that actually is going to say it's rated for a car accident. How many pounds? I have a whole chart. So when I release this product, you're going to be able to see, all right, this is my dog's weight up to 120 pounds. And then, all right, I want to make sure they're good for an accident up to this speed.
Mm-hmm.
And even down to the milliseconds of impact. So I went crazy. I racked my brain comparing all these things. So there's also measurements for 200 millisecond impact, which would be like if you were to hit a tree and come to a dead stop, that's 200 milliseconds. That's a serious, serious accident. At 65 miles an hour, you might be lucky if you're alive.
Yeah.
And that's where this leash will fail, but the harness will probably fail long before that, whatever harness you're using for your dog, because they're not designed for that.
Which is unfortunate.
But a 400 millisecond impact, which would be like, if you rear-ended somebody at 65 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So not as bad as a head-on, because the thing you're hitting moves. Yeah. So you can transfer some of that energy. The leash will still stand up for a 120-pound dog.
Nice.
So as far as I know, and I've looked all over the place, it is the strongest, most legit seatbelt on the market. And it is the only one, because we have patent pending on it, the only seatbelt that's also a leash.
I love it.
So I'm hoping that it, you know, I don't want it to have to be used, but I hope it saves lives.
Yes, I agree. You know, it's funny when you said, don't get yourself a crappy leash off of a seatbelt off of Amazon. And I was like, yeah, just get yourself a husband who's going to make one.
Who's going to teach himself to sew because he got an idea.
Yep.
This is taught my himself problem.
To sew.
It's a character
While
flaw.
We're trying to move, he's sewing. I'm like, what is happening to my life right now?
I'm surprised
now?
You didn't want to kill me.
I did. Just didn't say it out loud.
Did we ever finish talking about Nicole?
No.
Lesser? Oh, that's how we got to the leash, because she knew I was doing this. Yes. So, all right. So she's
back to that real quick.
She's the real deal. We did an entire, it's like an hour plus and a couple minutes long. And we did a whole conversation.
It was really supposed to be an interview about
what she does,
how she does it, how she helps clients with their dogs.
And we had some opportunistic spirits.
Wait,
Opal.
coming through, and it kind of turned into more of a reading, but I think it'll be beneficial for people that are suffering or just that are even interested in what she does, because I'm super interested in what she does. Like, I could listen to her talk all day long. I love it. So if that's anything that interests you, or if you've been thinking about it, or you don't believe in it and you want to like test your knowledge or, you know, be proven wrong, definitely listen to that episode. It's a lot of fun. We talk about a lot of stuff, especially the things that are coming up for John and I.
Yeah. And she knew all these things, which we didn't talk about.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't put it out anywhere.
No.
Because we don't want to jinx ourselves.
No, because I swear every single time I've put anything on Facebook, it's always come back negative.
Yeah. But she knew this was going on. I don't know. She's like,
yeah,
I see you guys with like more land.
Yeah. And she said, stop saying if it's going to happen. So yeah. That made me feel good. But definitely listen to that episode. That'll be out next week.
Oh my goodness. Do you hear that?
We're on key today, babe.
Synced up.
On key.
I think that covers everything, doesn't it?
I think so.
Where's my exit music? Let's see if I can get away with being a little lazy here.
Mm-hmm.
No, what is this? This is the fun fact. You got any fun facts?
No, you're the fun fact guy.
I don't know if I have a fun fact. What have we experienced lately?
Oh, we forgot to talk about how Tishy made us take her to the vet and she almost spent $1,000 on her.
Oh, here's a fun fact.
You restart it.
Fun fact. Cytopoint doesn't work.
Nope.
It's also by the manufacturers of Apoquil, who
we don't like.
We actually never name dropped Apoquil on this podcast.
No, we haven't, but I don't even care anymore.
But it's a well-known fact that, quote, if cancer is already
present,
it will speed it up.
Or it suppresses the immune system, which then leaves the body susceptible to cancer.
Right. So, screw them. We tried Cytopoint because we don't do Apoquil. And it's, for Tasha, because her allergies have been insane.
Like, really bad. Like, her poor paws are not just, like, the in-between the toes. The pads of her paws, she can hardly walk on them. I feel awful. I don't know what to do. I feel like a helpless mom.
It's a real fun fact.
Sorry,
fun fact.
Go ahead.
Cytopoint.
Go ahead.
Did not work for us.
Nope.
So, maybe save your money.
But I did have some people say that you have to do it a few times to see the benefits. And I'm like, so I have to keep pumping her with chemicals to see if it works.
It's still going. The music is still going. Yeah, any more fun facts? Fun fact. Nobody has listened for this long. They've all signed off by now.
No, I don't believe that. They like to listen to us jabber on.
Oh, it just doubled up. How much is there's 47
it got loud,
seconds
it
left.
It got louder and more aggressive.
I gotta turn it off. I gotta turn it off. Where's my actual outro music?
I don't know.
That's it, right?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, that's it. Okay.
Oh, my God.
2 months, guys. 2 months.
It's been a while. He doesn't even know how his board works anymore.
All right.
Stoop kids, free to leave the stoop.
You got 15 seconds. That's not enough time.
To do what?
Get an outro.
You do the outro.
We'll catch you next week when we talk to spiritual medium Nicole Glosser. It's going to be an amazing episode.
Bye.
That's our outro music. No, I had the wrong one. That's why it didn't seem right. Now we have a whole minute.
What is happening?
Here's the outro music, the proper outro music that we had two months ago.
What's the other one for?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Small bites.
That
I don't do anymore.
We've missed you all.
That's all we got for this episode. Catch us next week while we talk with spiritual medium Nicole Glosser. Opal comes through.
Yeah.
That should be a little interesting. We had a really good conversation. She does everything virtual, so she's willing to help any of our listeners with bereavement, want to talk to your pets, hopefully connect. She can't guarantee it, but if your pet wants to connect with you, you got a good chance.
Yeah.
If you're a skeptic, play along. But we'll catch you next week. And again, keep an eye out for us on the Pregnancy Podcast. Go to our Instagram at Paulson University. We're trying to stay relevant on there, but it's just been crazy. So thanks for coming along for the ride. And until next week.
Class dismissed.